Here's the Friday Short for September 5th of 2025. The Trump regime and its cult followers in Congress are waging a multi-level attack on Michigan's economy and her economic future. The regime's insane tariff scheme is taking a toll on Michigan's businesses and working class. And I'm not just talking about the Detroit automakers who are dealing with higher costs for foreign parts. While the regime made a sweet tariff deal with Japanese automakers, thereby undermining American companies and American auto workers. No, I'm talking about small businesses in Michigan. You know, the ones that MAGA Republicans always claim to care about, but their actions say otherwise. The CEO of Blitz Proto in Farmington Hills told ABC News last month that the Trump regime's tariffs, or even the threat of tariffs, resulted in rising costs ever since Dear Leader took office last January. The company makes prototypes for products like toys, medical devices, and car parts. And the Blitz Proto CEO says, thanks to Dear Leader's tariffs, they've been unable to lock in quotes on parts and components because prices keep going up, and it's led to massive volatility for that company and for many small businesses. Now, larger companies so far have been able to withstand these tariffs for now, but that's not the case for small businesses like Blitz Proto. But here's another way the Trump regime is attacking Michigan's economic future for the working class. Blitz Proto hires engineers to build its parts, and developing engineers through the higher education system in the state used to be one of our strongest assets. Now, you wouldn't have known that considering how Michigan's previous governor, Rick Snyder, and the MAGA majority in Lansing last decade cut higher education so much so that student enrollment dropped. So Rick Snyder had an idea. Invite more foreign students to help cover the losses he and MAGA Republicans delivered to the University of Michigan, Michigan State University, Central Michigan, Western Michigan, and others. And through Snyder's actions, Michigan saw a 60% increase in international students attending state universities. While that didn't make up the drastic losses universities experienced during Rick Snyder's years, Snyder did at least have a plan to not only bring in students, but to also hope that some of these international students would help grow Michigan's future economy by staying and working here, maybe at places like Blitz Proto. In fact, Michigan is one of the top 10 states in attracting international students to get their educations here. And it's something that continued under Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who also helped increase domestic enrollment in higher education thanks to her Michigan Reconnect and the Michigan Achievement Scholarship programs. And there's been a 3% rise in student higher education enrollment in the state. And we appear to finally be reversing a disturbing trend of dropping enrollment. But then the Trump regime decided to take a wrecking ball to that success by staging an all-out attack on higher education and more specifically on international students. Bridge Michigan reports today that orders from the regime to enact an extreme vetting process has led to a devastating decrease in international student enrollment. Reporter Kim Kozlowski reports how my alma mater of Central Michigan University is bracing for a drop of 400 international students next year. U of M Dearborn is expecting to see a similar significant drop as well. Until now, Michigan housed around 38,000 foreign students, which not only helps our universities financially, but also helps the college towns financially. And thanks to the regime's actions, Michigan could now see a $230 million economic loss by blocking international students from reaching Michigan. $230 million. It's all part of the regime's attack on higher education, in which it's slashing research funding, like for MSU and U of M. It's threatening funding for schools if they keep their DEI programs, and it's going after universities if their students protest Israel's genocide in Gaza. Right, so much for free speech and freedom of thought, as MAGA always professes. But there's more. The regime is looking into the social media activity of potential students, and that's delaying thousands from obtaining visas. How's that helping Michigan? Who voted for this? How's this helping Michigan at all? How's this helping our economy? How is this increasing our population, which many say that they are concerned about? As we deal with Dear Leader's economic disaster after another downer of a jobs report this month, where only 22,000 jobs were created, and we know Michigan suffers more in a down economy, how will attacking our international student population in the state help all of us? The bigger question, though, what has Dear Leader done to help Michigan whatsoever? LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on the YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Go Tigers, go Lions, and take the battle to them.